Howard Levy. So much like what Howard Sharfman was saying earlier, except I'm only a one-trick pony, I'll often say, look at the ROI at life expectancy. Look at the ROI 10 years past life expectancy. So I was invited to a client's board meeting at a very fancy restaurant. We're having dinner, and I'm suggesting that he should buy a slug of life insurance. $25 million is the first piece. And I show them that at this life expectancy, the ROI is over 7%. And the patriarch says, 7%, that's pitiful. We haven't even been served dinner yet. I thought I was going home hungry. He said, that's pitiful. And I thought about it for a few moments and said, so what are you making on your money? He said, 15%. I said, how are you going to, you must be pretty illiquid at 15%. He said, yes, I'm really illiquid. No, he said, we're liquid, but I have enough money to pay my estate taxes. The president of his company said he couldn't even pay for dinner that night. I said, okay, well, if you're making 15%, how are you going to pay your taxes? He suggested to his CFO, take $50 million and move it to something liquid. I said, how much are you going to make on that? He said, 5%. I thought that was quite a trick. Okay, so if you're going to move $50 million from 15% to 5%, that's going to cost you 10%. That's going to cost you $5 million a year. For 10%, 20% of that, I can sell you $50 million of insurance. Wouldn't you rather have the insurance and keep the 15%? He's in underwriting.